Welcome back, Fire Tribe.
The Tribe.
Welcome back again. That was great.
That was great.
Perfect lead up too. Yeah, we are still international breaking. So last week we talked looking at our game week 30 picks, and then we talked heroes and zeros from game week 29. Still in the international break, so we're gonna do something a little different today. Have a little fun. We're gonna go give you our UCL picks.
Woo!
Pretty good. And we're not biased here at all.
No, definitely no bias.
This is gonna be super unbiased. This is just gonna be straight facts.
What are we gonna have for the screen on them?
Yeah, we're gonna do a live screen. We're just gonna kinda, when we make a pick, we'll put it on the screen, you'll see it. A little interactive, and we'll get to our final pick some way, shape, or form. We'll get there.
Bottoms up, baby.
Yeah, bottoms up. So I guess let's just get started. First matchup. Hey, we are technically still an FPL channel.
So we are.
Let's start with an EPL team, I think.
Well, no. Let's not do that.
Yeah, we're doing that.
Oh, we're doing that?
Okay. We're letting you get right into it. We're letting you get right into this.
So that's good. Oh, yeah, duh. It is an EPL team.
But
to your point, we're still an FPL channel, and how players perform in the Champions League is going to carry over to the Premier League.
I would agree.
Which directly impacts
FPL.
FPL.
I would agree with that. But if you guys like these videos, you guys and girls like these types of videos, well, maybe we'll do more of them.
Let us know.
Let's see what happens. All right, let's get started. And Phil, I'm just going to toss it right at you, man. Arsenal, Real Madrid, we'll let you start it off because you probably have a lot of opinions here.
So I think the interesting thing about this matchup is that both teams combined have 15 Champions Leagues. So I don't think any other two teams combined equal 15. So it's two titans of Europe right now, Arsenal against Madrid. 15 Champions League combined. I'll make the joke one more time because I don't think you guys are picking up on it.
I am. Well, I'm just Googling. I was like, yeah, I'm pretty
Arsenal,
sure.
Arsenal,
wait a minute.
Arsenal doesn't have any. Madrid has 15. So that's a joke right there for you.
That is a thing.
And for this matchup, although I don't think Madrid is playing well, I don't think Ancelotti knows what he's doing with the team. I do think that Madrid has...
What a bold statement to make.
I think Madrid has too much firepower for Arsenal. And bearing a pretty significant upset, I do have to put Madrid through this round. Yeah, so I'm going to fire away with them.
I mean, I don't know how Arsenal are going to score any goals.
That's the issue.
They can't.
That's the issue. They
Unless
have no
they're
one
playing
to score.
PSV, they can't score.
No. And since we are an FPL channel, let's take it to an FPL point of view, right? If you think Arsenal can score, listen to this, right? Since Saka's been hurt, 12 and a half weeks, he's been hurt. If you go look at FPL, if you look at the points for their team in the top six, four of them are defenders or a goalie, and the other two are not forwards. So they don't have a forward. And no shame on Marino. I know he's not even a natural forward, right?
He's definitely not.
Yeah, he's doing his best. I get it, but to your point, no one's going to score a goal for them. Since in the 17 weeks Saka played, 11 of those games they had multiple goals, which is 65%. Since he's been out, 5 of their 12 games they've had multiple goals, is 41%. So they've dropped off 24% in terms of getting multiple goals in a game. They're just not scoring.
And since they're without... Gabriel Jesus got hurt first, but then Havertz got hurt.
Also hurt, yeah.
Since then, they've played 5 games in the Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
They played Leicester the first game without either of them, and they scored twice. Since then, they've been shut out twice and scored one goal in the other two games. So,
And shifting it away from stats, too, just watching how both team plays, one, the experience. If I could picture how this game is going to go, especially the first one with Arsenal at home, Arsenal's going to come out dominating. They're going to have the possession. Madrid's probably going to sit back and absorb a lot of pressure, but they're going to feel okay with that, where other teams normally would give up a goal, especially like in the Champions League away. I could see Madrid absorbing that pressure, and they're probably just two through balls away from scoring a couple goals, and then they play the second leg at home, and that's going to be a tough matchup for Arsenal. So I do predict Arsenal playing better, but Madrid taking advantage of their chances.
Yeah, I agree. Their only chance is if their defense can just stand on their head and Raya. But to your point, I think if Real Madrid gets more than two goals, I think it's over. I don't think Arsenal's going to be able to, in the course of two full games, I don't think Arsenal can score more than two goals against Madrid. So if Madrid gets over that, like, for me, it's over.
Unless they restart their corner kick merchant status. That's which, the only way.
Val, Madrid
but,
has,
they're not going to.
Madrid has not been good this year on corner kicks or set pieces so
there's,
in general.
There's their outlet.
There's hope, you Gunners. There's hope.
But I think consensus, we are on Madrid for this one going through to the semis.
Let's put them through, baby.
Madrid.
Madrid to the semis. All right. On to the next one, and the second EPL team who is left in the quarterfinals. We're going to disagree on this one, and I'm sure that most people disagree with me, but I'll start. PSG, Aston Villa. I'm fully aware that PSG are currently the betting favorites.
PSG.
They're the betting favorites. They look unbelievable. Credit to them. Dave, you made a good point. Like, one of the reasons that they always get let down, they seem to have a big star, and that star just doesn't kind of come through. This year's team, they're like a more of a team, right? There's no Messi. There's no Neymar. There's no Mbappe. They're a team. I get that. And that's fair. And I don't think Aston Villa is a better team. I'm not making that statement. That would be wild. But I think Aston Villa, with Asensio now in the team after winning three UCLs with Real Madrid, is going to be a game changer. And I think they're going to beat PSG because I don't think PSG has a winning culture still. All the money in the world. When have they ever done it in the big games?
Where do you pull that out of your ass? The Asensio thing.
Well, I had to look it up because Dave made the point. We thought he might have been cap-tied. Or not cap-tied, but cup-tied.
What does that mean?
He's on loan
from PSG. So we didn't know if he'd be allowed to play.
I thought he meant with Madrid. I was like,
no,
was
no. So we weren't sure if he was going to be allowed to play, but we looked it up and he is. I think he could be the difference maker. Now go ahead and tell me why I'm wrong.
You're wrong, but
go ahead and tell me.
I mean, I can't talk for the rest of the night, but I think PSG are, them and Barca are probably the two teams that are playing the best right now. I think PSG's midfield is pretty unbelievable right now with Vitinha, Fabian Ruiz, and João Pedro.
Can I say that I think Vitinha is probably the most underrated player in the world right now?
He's so good.
Absolute monster. back to you.
But yeah, Sean said it. I think Dembele said it himself, too. It's like they're not relying on a single player to carry them through. It's just they feel a little bit different now than they have in years past. And yeah, I don't think they're going to blow out Villa. I just think they're going to have a little bit too much for them over the course of two legs. Villa have definitely seemed to be energized by the Asensio and Rashford additions. Mm-hmm. Both of them are playing pretty well.
Yep.
I think they'll give PSG a good run. I just think PSG are like I said, they're just going to have a little bit too much for them over the course of two games.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Villa's a better team. Like I said, I was looking back at the UCL, their games. They have beat one team who sits in a top three spot of a top five league. That was Monaco. Or no, they lost to Monaco. They beat Munich 1-0. Other than that, they haven't beat, and Villa hasn't beat a team in the UCL yet that's a top three team in a top five league. Point being is they're not beating good teams. I just think it's going to be one of those games, man. But it sounds like I didn't let you talk.
It
sounds like I'm outvoted here. It sounds like the fireside crew were going against Villa.
I think the other thing is they have probably one of the best. I can't, unless you guys can correct me, a better left and right back pairing right now with Hakimi and
freaking good at soccer.
Mendes.
Football.
I think they're so fast and they complement Dembele and kind of the pace PSG plays with and the pressure they put on the opponent and how fast they can counterattack. So
yeah, but maybe Villa can get one of those goals where Donnarumma's not paying attention.
Potentially, but
see that one?
Yes.
I think we're going PSG versus Madrid.
I'm outvoted, and that's fair. That's not an unwise pick to take the betting favorites.
I think
that's going to be the potential upset.
I think the world wouldn't mind seeing Villa go through.
The world would love that. People love watching PSG and Penny.
I'd mind. I don't want to watch Villa. I don't want to watch Villa that's try and beat Real Madrid.
That would be sick.
I want to watch PSG.
All right. All right. We're on to the next one. We're out of the EPL.
No question. Next.
We are on to what is probably the most
lopsided
matchup left. It's Barcelona versus Dortmund. Do you want to go ahead?
It wouldn't be an episode
if the mic didn't fall.
I think it's just a classic, and pardon you Dortmund fans. It's just classic Barcelona gets a Europa League treatment for the first few rounds of the Champions League. But
Dortmund was in the final last year.
Yeah, this year.
Well, okay, I'm just saying.
Listen.
Dortmund's kind of a UCL powerhouse. Okay, they whatever. Do it every year.
I might be biased there, but with all that said, it is clear, no doubt, that Barcelona is the best team in Europe right now. Flick has done an incredible job. And truthfully, I don't actually hate many players of Barca. I hate Atletico Madrid. I've hated players in the past. Obviously, you guys know I'm a Madrid fan, but I don't hate a lot of their players, and I think he's done an amazing job. He has two of the best players in the world right now with Rafinha and Yamal working harder than any other player on any other team. So when you have your stars working harder or as equally hard as the rest of the team, that's just the ultimate recipe for success. That's what you need in the Champions League to win, unless you're Madrid and you're lucky. So that's why I think Barcelona is the best team in the world right now. They're going to wipe their asses with Dortmund, and they're probably going to win the Champions League.
Wow, you are just jumping about five steps. That's okay.
I have no response. That was perfect.
Thank you.
reference out there for anyone who knows the movie. I'm not going to tell them. I'm going to tell them.
You got to figure it out.
You got to figure it out.
No response for that. That was perfect.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Pitch perfect.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm with you. But like you said, credit to Dortmund. I don't know how they do it every year. They're in 11th right now in the Bundesliga. Yeah. Look at their roster. It's really not that good. They do it in the UCL, though. They find a way to get to these spots. I don't think they're beating Barcelona, to your point. Ballon d'Or favorite, best young player on earth. And, oh, Lewandowski is still on their team. Like, it's just a stacked roster offensively.
I think Pedri found his form again, too. And granted, he's on the weaker side of a center mid, but he has that, like, Xavi/Iniesta magic, Modric, that
is unique. Barcelona's stacked. Unfortunate for Dortmund. They got the short end of the stick on this one. I actually think this is not going to be a super close match. I think
Dortmund aren't a particularly great defensive team.
Do we know who gets a away game first, or I guess the home game first? Is it at Dortmund and then Barca? Pretty sure.
I think so. Yeah.
I'll
tell you in 2 seconds.
It's Barca at home first. So
yeah.
That honestly could be the only saving grace for Dortmund to make it close at all. They can catch Barca on an off day away.
Yeah.
Even lose 3-1, you get an early goal at home. Pressure sits in. Barca has choked in Europe over the last years.
That's fair, but we're not about to just redo the script that I just used for Villa as I got shut down. Right? That's the exact thing I said about PSG. So we're going to go with Barca, right? Barca.
Villa sucks. Barca.
We're going to go. At least they're not in 11th in their league. So there's that. All right. And the last matchup, which I will clearly not be biased about because that would be ridiculous of me.
You biased?
Is Bayern München, as they say, versus Inter Milan. Dave, you haven't started one off yet. I got some opinions on this one. Do you want to start us, though? I think just to say, this is probably, I would assume most people agree, the best pound-for-pound matchup in the quarterfinals. I think these two teams are pretty much just good all around. They're not great, and they're not bad. They're pretty much the most even matchup we're going to have. So, go ahead.
I think if they're – I'll bury the lead. I think Inter are going to win. It is the closest of the four to me.
I'm with you.
I think Inter is defensively the team that could probably give Barca the most trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Their wingbacks, I feel like if there's a couple of guys that can run with Rafinha and Yamal for 90 minutes, and plus they play with three center backs, I think just the way they play, they're the best team set up to give Barca problems until, you know, before Barca gets to the final. I'm going Inter in this one. I think Bayern are good. But I don't think they are as good as in years past. I don't think they're a markedly better team than they were last year.
I think they're slightly better, but
They are.
I think Leverkusen's worse this year, so that allows them to be 6 points better currently. But yeah.
They don't scare me like they have in years past. Maybe that's foolish to say because they could easily go out and beat Inter by multiple goals.
I
really like Inter as a team, so I'm probably the biased one on this one.
Well,
sticking to my Italian roots and picking Inter.
Yeah, that's fair. So let me go next because I'm also biased, and then we'll let Phil be the deciding. We're not the deciding factor. We'll let Phil have his take
on this one, but
I think we do too. But
go for it, Papa. Heads up.
I didn't even know reaction. Yeah, I think, you know, first of all, Bayern Munich, right? Harry Kane, he's never won a trophy in one season. He's not going to win two in a season, okay? So they're not going to win this and the league. They're going to lose one of those two, maybe both. Maybe both right now. We'll see. So that's first and foremost. And that's not opinion. That's facts, okay? I only spit facts here. I only spit facts.
Yeah.
But in 10 UCL games, right, you mentioned it, Inter's defense, they've given up 2 goals in 10 games. Bayern Munich, on the other hand, 10 goals in 10 games. We were just talking about it, Dave. I've watched Munich now 4 times against Leverkusen, and then once I watched a random game on a Saturday. The defense is good. It's not great. I don't love their center backs. I think they're good enough, but I don't think they're shutdown center backs. I don't think Kompany's the greatest coach in the world. I think he has the best roster in the league, and that allows him to obviously succeed, which Munich kind of does every season in the Bundesliga. But I think, to your point, I don't know if – this isn't Arjen Robben, right? This isn't Frank Ribery. Like, I don't know if they're going to be able to score a goal on this Inter team. Like, who on offense? I think Harry Kane is good, but I just – when he's
– Musiala, Olise.
I know, but when Kane's
– Musiala's good.
When Kane's a solo forward, I just feel like he struggles to break free when it's a fast defense around him. He's not that quick. This is just my opinion again. Unbiased, of course. I just think – I think it's going to be close, but I do think, to your point, I think Latorre's going to get loose. I think he's going to be a deciding factor at some point.
The goose is loose.
The goose is loose. I know you don't love Argentina, but I do like Latorre.
I hate him. I love him.
I like what Inter has. I like the Martinez-Marcus Thuram pairing better than when Inter went to the finals and lost to City with Martinez and Lukaku.
And you, when you watch that game, Inter could have easily
won. What, the City-Inter game?
Yeah.
Don't get me started. Like, Lukaku pulled his usual stuff.
Tiniest tangent. Can you imagine City's history if they hadn't won that UCL? Like,
that would have been great.
But that would have reshaped everyone's view on City and what Pep has done there. So
one can only dream.
One can only dream, but I agree with you about their pairing.
I mean, speaking of City, by the way, I didn't mention this. I know we're past PSG. I just want to go back for 1 second.
To what?
To PSG. In the UCL, they have lost to every big club they've played, except...
They paid.
You mean that Liverpool?
That oil money.
Well, that doesn't count. Before the knockout rounds, they lost to all the big clubs they played.
They beat the number one team in the world.
They beat City, but City
time.
Doesn't count. My point was, I was trying to make a joke. City's not a big club.
Oh, damn. Oh,
we should trying to get you, to the point.
Nice. We should let you have that one.
But you didn't let me get to it. City's not a big
I think...
Club.
Too bad.
I think, going back. Sean, you're wrong about Munich not scoring. They will, but I do think Bastoni is one of the better center backs in the world. Yeah. And that paired with DiMarco, I think... I don't know.
Well,
I think those two players are insane, and I think every team would want to have them.
Surprisingly, and we're agreed again.
And yes. I think we're all agreed that
Inter is the better team.
I think they play the right. I think Inter's formation with their wingbacks is what United strives to be. But.
Yeah.
All right. So Inter Milan. So. Our final four, then. We got Madrid versus PSG. We got Barca versus Inter. 4 giants of the game. No surprise there. Let's start with Madrid versus PSG. Dave, you start. Don't give it to Phil first. Let's see what you got to say.
I'm going to agree with you.
So you want to switch spots so I don't get smacked?
No.
Listen, Phil is the biggest Madrid fan you've ever met, but he'll also never think that they're going to win anything. That's just what
that
he
is
does.
True.
And then every year they win, he says, ha, I can't believe they did it again.
It's because they never play well.
That's fine.
To win. You know? How can you have faith in a team that looks like a bunch of donkeys out there?
I don't have like
I wish my team looked like donkeys then. Do you wish your team looked like donkeys?
I don't have to wish, dude.
Yeah, they do.
I want his donkeys.
So we're playing better. But anyway, I don't have much of like a tactical reasoning. I just think this PSG team is different. I think Madrid has not skirted by in the past. Obviously, they're amazing, but I think PSG is just playing too well. I think their midfield can beat Madrid in the midfield. Yeah, so I'm just picking PSG in this game. I don't have a ton of reasoning why Madrid could obviously go out and beat them by multiple goals, and I wouldn't be shocked, but I'm picking PSG.
No.
How many times do we have to watch this?
It's different this year.
No, it's different every year. PSG's always going to win. It's different this time.
Give me 30 seconds. At 20 minutes, 30 seconds, I'll go.
Go for it.
Just so people aren't waiting. In the past, Madrid has skirted by, and they've won the UCL and the league when they haven't been the best team. We've seen that pretty much every year they've won, they've probably beaten the best team that year somehow, except they've never really crossed with Barca for quite some time. The difference this year is that they don't have those fundamental players that keep the team composed when things aren't going their way. And in the past, they had that core of like Kroos, Modric when he was younger, and obviously faster and fitter, Ramos. They had kind of like that core team with a talent that kept the team composed, and that allowed them to skirt by against probably teams that were playing better than them. This year, and I've seen it every single game, they don't have that core composure that they used to have and that skeleton and structure. And Ancelotti hasn't developed the younger players to be able to keep the ball when the time's tough, or like keep the ball under pressure when you're up or whatever. And so they just honestly look disastrous. And any team that can match their pace normally is outrunning them. And because Madrid just doesn't have that composure or structure. So I think PSG matches their pace, probably beats them in pace, and they have a better structured team that I don't think Madrid can keep up with over two legs, bearing a classic Madrid miracle. So just looking at the odds, I think PSG is the better team there.
My only counter argument is that we say this every year.
But they had those key players.
Sean, I don't know if you've heard. This year is different.
Yeah, right? It's different.
We've been saying this.
Okay, so...
Dude, PSG, they lost to Barca 4-0 and 2-5.
Outside of Hakimi, PSG, who do they have that's going to keep the team together in a team that's never been to a final for the most part?
Their team is the structure. There's not players, it's a team.
They don't have any experience in this situation, right?
Dembele has been in the UCL. You have...
Fabian Ruiz.
Vitinha.
Yeah, they don't have the experience that Madrid has. We know
thank
that.
Thank you.
Listen.
And secondly, we think Barca's the best team in the world right now, hottest team, mm-hmm. we'll say. Who's tied with them in La Liga?
Madrid's looked awful in La Liga.
You could say
the refs have given it to Barca, but...
You could say they look awful, but when they have 60 points on Barca's 60 points, and we think Barca is a number one team in the world, I mean... I know that you have a different opinion because you're watching them week in, week out. You have a lot of emotion in it. I'm coming at it from not an emotion. My team's not even in it anymore.
I know.
And I'm, again, to your point, each year is different. So you can't, the past doesn't predict the future. We've just seen this. And it's the two teams, the one that always underperforms and the one that always overperforms playing each other. I don't think I'm changing your guys' opinions.
So you're going Madrid.
I'm never going to not go against Madrid until I watch it happen, where they don't
perform. He'll watch it this year, don't worry.
Well, I'm going PSG, Phil. You're the tiebreaker.
I'm going PSG.
All right. Despite my wishes, we are going PSG into the final. That's why we're a team, though. You know? Yeah. It's a democracy here. Okay.
PSG lose to Aston Villa. That'd be hilarious.
Well, hey, you heard it here first. the second semifinal match. This, I think, is a very tough one. They're all tough, obviously, but... Barcelona, Inter Milan. I mean, you're talking probably the best offense on earth right now versus the best defense on earth right now. So that's just, I mean, maybe that's my opinion. Do you think?
It is your opinion. Inter, I think they're a very good defensive team, yeah.
Who do you think is better than the defense? It's a separate question. Who do you think would be Liverpool, you think, is better defensively right now?
Nottingham Forest.
Okay, well, your opinion is now, everyone watching is like, well, tuned out.
Southampton.
Tuned out. Okay, but I...
Ipswich.
I'm going to... Oh, man, this is a tough one. But I'm going to go with what I originally thought was going to happen. I was a thinker that we were going to get our first ever El Clasico in the UCL final this year. I just think Ballon d'Or favorite, probably going to win it. Again, best young player on earth, Lewandowski... Pedri finding his footing. Coach Flick, we know he's a good coach, and he's doing it this year. I think Inter's good, but I don't know if Inter's offense is going to be enough to... I just feel like Barcelona scores so many goals.
I know
what my pick is Barcelona.
I know what you're thinking, so go for it, Dave.
My pick is Barcelona, but go ahead.
I'm very torn because I do think Inter plays the right formation and has the personnel to give Barca problems.
Of course, yeah. I would agree with that.
But I... Oh, man.
It's tough. This is a tough one.
I want to pick Inter, but I...
So do I. But I just don't think they're going to win.
I just... Yeah, I think I have to go with Barca. I think Barca can win the battle in the midfield.
Yeah.
They could beat Inter through the middle of the field. They do have Robert Lewandowski. This one is a coin flip to me, but I think I'm going to go Barca as well. But I think they're really going to have to work for it.
Phil?
I don't think they're going to blow Inter off the field, you know, offensively.
I don't think so. And it pains me to say I think Barca is the best team in Europe right now. I think Inter is the best matchup for Barca, and you've alluded to it. I think where they're kind of offensive, a wing-back formation, but that are fast enough to get back to. They can cause Barca trouble. So I think Barca has the edge, and again, always gets aided by the refs, so I think that puts them even higher, and that's why they're in the final. But without the refs,
Madrid would never get aided by the refs.
Without the refs, they're still 55 to 45 favorites. So
Atletico Madrid is still crying thanks to Real Madrid being aided by the refs. Well,
the three PKs the ref didn't call against Atletico.
We're not going to rehash this.
Yeah.
I was just joking. But okay, we're agreed.
So we're going Barca. All they deserve it. They've been the best team in Europe.
I think, to be honest, at the end of this, we were going to come to the conclusion that Barca was always going to be in this final.
Yep.
And it was going to be between Real Madrid and PSG. I think those are the other two best teams. So we are in the final now. Who wants to start us off? My final was going to be Madrid versus Barcelona. You guys, I feel like this was going to be your final, right? This is probably who you thought you were going to have. So we all...
It's the matchup I want to see. I want to see these.
You said
I want
that.
To see
you
PSG
did say
Barca.
That. You did what say that. Hell? All right, so...
I mean, not because anything against
start
you.
Start us. You want to see this matchup? Yeah. Start us off.
Go for us.
Who do you got?
I just think it's going to be like a really up and down skilled game for like the whole time. Like I don't think either team is really built or has the mindset that they're ever going to sit back and try to absorb pressure. I think both teams have the mindset that they're going to pressure the other team, and I think it's just going to be that for 90 minutes.
Who you got?
I think you know who I'm going to pick.
I think so too.
I'm going to pick PSG.
This is unbelievable.
Yes!
This is unbelievable.
Let's go!
Okay. I mean,
I don't have them, but.
I'm going to pick Barcelona, and I think it's going to be like 3-0. I think PSG is getting overblown again, as they always do. I think it's going to be Barcelona, and I'll put a score prediction 3-0. That's my score prediction, Barcelona. That's where I think it's going to win. Again, I just think they have
shutout.
I just think they have the best roster. They're playing the best right now. And Phil, you said it. I mean, for you to come out here and say that they probably have the best roster, one of the better coaches, they're playing top tier. It's an organization that has all the history in the world. And whether you think that matters or not, I think sometimes history in football does make a difference when it comes to this tournament. PSG has not been here.
I don't
here.
Disagree.
They haven't
wait,
won.
Wait. Hold up on PSG, though. You're talking like they've never gone far in the UCL.
No, I'm not.
Messi brought
won.
Them down, but before that, they were finalists, semifinalists.
Okay, how many
did
they
Messi
win?
Finalists. Okay.
How many times do they have the best
maybe
roster
four
in
times
those games?
Charm.
How many times do they probably have the best roster in those games?
Zero.
PSG's had a fantastic roster since being bought. How many years has that been?
But they've never had the best roster. And you've never predicted PSG to win the Champions League. The only time they got to the final, I think everyone would have picked Bayern over them. That's when Bayern were at their best.
Okay, we're litigating old things. My point is Barcelona. That's my pick.
If I watch those two legs against Liverpool again, those are like two of the best games that you can watch all year. And if they can go toe to toe and grind it out against Liverpool like that over two legs, I don't know if Liverpool are better than Barca, but
Liverpool's
I,
offense is not better than Barca.
No,
we've all talked about how Salah has not been as good as his numbers.
That
show
tie
year.
Against Liverpool is what convinced me on PSG. Yep. And the fact that they had to go through extra time and hold their nerve in the shootout, which, like, if you're going to pick PSG to blow it, it's going to be in a shootout against an English team.
I mean, and that's fair, but we also just talked about recently how we don't think Liverpool's offense has been that good. So to say that PSG went out there and beat a team that we just said doesn't have a great offense, right? They have a good offense, but we just said out Salah, if it's not a PK, if it's not a cheap tap in, he's not doing much this season. Right, I mean, we just said
that. No, but hold up. I think Liverpool got caught in the same lull that Munich has gotten caught in the past, where when you're so far ahead in the league and you're getting by week after week, that becomes a habit. And then you get to the Champions League and you meet a team that can match you with talent and intensity, and you get caught off guard, and then it's too late to react.
It's the intensity part.
Who are you picking, Phil?
So who's your pick?
Who am I picking?
Who are you picking? Who's your fireside deciding pick?
So, and I'll tell you the reason why I'm picking Barcelona is whenever they've had a year when they've won.
Yes.
I'm picking Barcelona.
I thought you were picking PSG.
No, the reason, so annoying. The reason they're not like a club you can really respect is because they can never be consistent. So yeah, they won in the league, paid the refs. Like, let's not talk about that. Stop bringing it up. But
it's
you. No, you whispered it. If you look at the Champions League, they're either a team that can dominate and under pressure perform, and like squeeze out wins like this year against Benfica, are those like last minute goals, or they're a team that crumble mentally, and we've seen them like lose to Liverpool, lose to Bayern 2-8 or 8-2, Juventus, like they've lost really bit poorly and in bad ways. But this year, watching their games and their wins, they've actually like really fought through some adversity and won games in the last minute away against tough teams. So whenever they've been a team that's mentally strong, they normally come up top because they have the skill and they have the play style. So I think this is that year for Barcelona. Next year, they're going to be a joke again, but Barcelona for the win.
Hell yeah. Boom.
I'm so sad.
There you have it.
I want PSG to win, but I think
Barcelona's not going
to
happen.
Sad.
There you have it. The Fireside FPL UCL bracket.
Barca sucks.
Perfect timing. March Madness. We were all practiced up, ready for this. We go Barcelona in the end to win it. Probably the best roster right now, playing the best, I should say. Maybe not the best roster, playing the best. That's who we're going with, despite what Dave wants. We do not care. And that's all we got, I think.
That's the UCL for you.
All right. Well, with that, make sure to check us out, Instagram, X.
But wait, Sean, you're getting ahead of yourself.
Why am I getting ahead of myself?
Let us know. Let us know who you think is going to win the UCL and why. Do you agree with us? Do you disagree with us?
Do you think
Aston Villa is going to beat PSG, or do you think Madrid's going to come up on top again?
You make a good point, Phil. Let us know.
Thank you.
Hey, leave it in the comments. Reach out to us on X,
Twitter,
or Instagram. Listen to us anywhere you listen to podcasts. And if you're watching us on YouTube, subscribe, like the video, leave a comment. Why would they do that, though?
Because it's free.
It's so freaking free. It's unbelievable. It's so free.
Doesn't cost you anything.
And we really appreciate it. Yeah.
To the UCL, boys.
To the UCL.
To PSG.
And with that, see ya.
See ya.
Bye.